Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, guys. Man, it's been a hot minute. Welcome back to another episode. How's it going?
It's going good, man. It's been something else to link up, hasn't it?
It has been.
Welcome back from summer, everybody, gentlemen. You know, now the kiddos are back in school, and then we get a little time to ourselves and have a little fun and play again, where we can get on and talk sports and life and everything else.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. It feels like someone was on vacation, someone was always gone for work or something, and finally getting together after a long July and already halfway through August, man. That's wild.
Yeah, it's wild. Here comes September. I'm ready for fall.
Fall is going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot coming on. Excited that we just got out of the Olympics here. Going to move into college football. NFL starting. I think there's no more Saturdays without football until, what, February?
So, that's great.
I know we had a pretty decent, damp, mild summer, and then school started. In the summertime, raised both his middle fingers, go, here you go, and just is destroying everybody. I'm sure y'all, you know, you two and us, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and it's just ridiculous. But hopefully there's an end in sight, and, you know, it's just one little last hoorah of the heat wave, and that kind of dips back down, and we have to cool off again.
Yep,
it's definitely making up for what it lacked in July or June. It was kind of pretty mild in June, and then kind of picked up in July. And now it's full fledged gearing up.
Rain? What rain?
Yeah, we luckily got some just yesterday. A small little like microburst came through and cooled it down, but it's about to jump back up. I can feel it.
Oh yeah.
I think we're going to be like 106 tomorrow, and then sometime next week, I'm only going to be like 98. Like, oh, thanks. That Arctic blast.
Yeah. Still 106, but it feels like, what, 120-something?
Yeah, knock on wood, it hasn't been so humid. That's really kind of been a saving grace. I don't mind going outside when it's that hot, sweating it out, but when it's humid and you go outside, you just cannot breathe. No thanks.
Yeah, it's miserable.
Yes.
Definitely miserable. Well, hopefully it cools down for some football weather.
Hopefully so. How about the Olympics? The USA, man.
They put on a show. Definitely put it on a show. I know we were talking about Russia wasn't there. I don't know if that would have changed the game. Last year they did the ROC, Russia Olympic Committee. I guess they put a nix to that for this Olympics, just after all the scandals that they went through, and I guess ixnayed anybody from Russia competing. So that could have been a thing too. Yeah, could have been a thing. They're sending all their athletes to the front line, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, but your top five winners were United States, China, Great Britain, France, and Australia. Kind of usually your usual contenders there, you know, not seeing a normal face of Russia being up there competing with two and three, but no, I enjoyed them. What did y'all think?
Yeah, I thought they were great. When I found out that you didn't have to watch the Olympics all day and you could just watch like the 7 o'clock prime time and get the nice snapshot of everything that happened for 2 hours, I was glad I found that.
Heck yeah. Dude, that's nice. I was kind of disheartened and saddened that Australia didn't win the gold in breakdancing. I mean,
my girl Ray Gunn, man, she tried so hard, man.
Apparently there's a scandal behind that one too. So it's,
is there really?
Yeah,
still a better dancer than I am.
Well, She can move a little better than us too. So
that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Definitely has better knees, that's for sure.
Always got to bring knees into it.
No, but the scandal. Go ahead and tell them, Shelby. You got.
I don't have it in front of me. I guess it's like her husband or something was kind of on the committee of choosing the Olympic athletes, and she kind of spearheaded the break dancing part for Australia. And well, we see how that went on, and they kind of did a little. A showdown like they did in the games, and apparently the girl she went against first round just tore it up and was great. And well, you know, Reagan kept going through the ranks, just ultimately became Australia's person in breakdancing. So yeah, there's a lot of uproar and scandal talk going on behind it of how, you know, how can she be the one that got the nod to do this when she had to face all these other people that were just going out there and doing their thing.
Yep. It helps when your boyfriend's judging if you're going to move on or not to the next round. That's kind of, it's a little bit of unfair advantage. And they did show the video of the girl that she competed against, and she was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to score breakdancing, but I think just an eyes check, you know, watching what you're seeing out there, and you're like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Yeah. That had to been a contribute to Australia Kangaroo, you know, the little bunny hop thing. I don't know what that was, but yeah, I'm no professional either, but you can tell that she didn't need to be there. And I hope all Australia does better, which apparently they're not going to have it again. They're not going to have it in the next Olympics. So she probably single-handedly made that happen.
But, you know, I saw a meme on it. It was what all firemen look like going through the rat cage, and it had her doing her little walking and just rolling around. I was like, that's awesome. That's pretty accurate.
I will always say the internet is undefeated, and they've come up with some good memes on those. And it cracks me up. The one that I saw where it says, when someone brings their kid to work or something, says he's not going to be a problem. And it shows them like trying to break dance. It's like the kid, once I get there, yeah. There's, man, internet undefeated.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
What was something else, top events to watch? What would y'all like?
Oh, gymnastics. Watching Simone Biles dominate was awesome.
She actually didn't cry this year. I noticed that. I don't know. I think the whole the whole scandal between the bronze medal and all that in the gymnastics. I don't remember which event it was. Was it the uneven bars or something? Or
I could just be pulling. I saw some of that, but I didn't know the full depths of it. Where they awarded a girl the bronze, and then went after the whole Olympics was over there trying to recan it and get her to return it. And give it to somebody else. I don't know what happened.
After you're done, you have a minute, 60 seconds, to go to the judges and protest. Well, they're trying to say that the U.S. waited a minute and 4 seconds, and the judges still allowed it, turned it over. And then, so that side, I don't remember who protested from, maybe Romania or something like that, somewhere over there. Came back and said, no, they waited too long. They went back and looked, and then so then they deemed that they waited too long. Well, you know, U.S. like, no, it's actually like 46 seconds, and then again at like 52 seconds. So there's a...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Big uproar about, you know, how long did they wait, or did they wait long? And they're just... So, I guess they overruled the U.S., and so they're trying to have her give her bronze back, and they said it's up to the athlete. I'd be like, nope.
Yeah, I'm keeping it. Cost too much to ship it overseas. Send her a new one.
How much is it worth to you?
Yeah.
That would be tough to give up for sure. But I just don't know if they'd have like radio contact of like a countdown clock of when someone came up or whatnot. But then again, it's like after the protest, did she score higher? So technically, was she better? Did she get a higher score just because, you know, she had to bring up the protest? I don't know. That's a tough spot to be in. I don't, it'd be tough to give that bronze back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give it up.
No. No, not at all. Stand strong, girl.
I think I enjoyed the swimming and the track was probably my two favorite. I don't know, something about the swimming always gets me excited, especially the relays or the two guys, two girls relays. Those are the pretty speedos. Exciting to watch. Yeah, definitely the speedos. That's what I'm here for. Definitely here for that. But yeah, it's pretty, that's pretty cool watching it and watching them compete and everything. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, by the time the track started, I was pretty over the Olympics. I didn't realize that it went that long.
Say what, a full week or so, if we can have?
Say week, 2 weeks, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, you're looking at this, there's USA had 126 medals, China had 91, Great Britain had 65, France 64, Australia 53. So, you know, that's how many events is there that each have divided by three, all those, and that's just the top five. So there's a lot of events.
Was it the Turkish sharpshooter goes out there and just puts his hand in the pocket? Ping, ping,
ping. Oh, was the hitman?
Medals. Yeah.
Dude's a legend.
Crap, I can't win gold.
I can't be too good. I can't give up my secret yet.
But then you see everybody else and all these contraptions that they're wearing. And I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah, part bionic out there.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that guy wasn't wearing white New Balances. Like, I could, like, put money on it that he was wearing white New Balances.
Dude, he just mowed the infield of the track and came over there in his white New Balances.
Probably had, a black leather glove. He had had the pocket real quick before.
I bet he had jean shorts and a fanny pack. It was just rocking it. Just
the jorts. Yes.
That'd be great.
USA. Go ahead. Sorry.
Did we lose track?
No. What? Yeah, no, I don't know what happened to the camera. It actually just said that it swapped over to my wife's personal camera. I don't even know how that works.
Uh-oh.
This is the Mac.
Oh, hold on.
The Mac world. Yeah. Oh, God. Go flag her down real quick. I'll be right back.
Wait. Yeah, we don't need any anything accidentally just popping up from your wife's phone coming up.
Surprise! Trey?
Yeah. But the United States had 40 gold medals tied with China, but overall had 126 total medals over China's 91. Great Britain ended up with 14 gold medals with a total of 65. France, 16 gold medals with 64 total. Australia with 18 gold medals and total 53. So what do you think is more valuable? You think gold is more valuable or total? What's your guess on that? What's your thoughts?
The fact that we beat the Chinese in ping pong with their own people.
Touche, America. Touche. Yes.
I don't know. I think if you're able to finish top three in the world in everything and you're just killing the medal count, I mean, that's solid. And then to be able to, you know, take the lead or even share the lead in gold medal as well. And I mean what? So it's not like we just dominated one medal count. We dominated all of them.
Yeah. I mean, we doubled China's silver and bronze, but we tied in gold. So, I mean, that's a clear-cut winner, but I'm looking at, like, Great Britain and France to where Great Britain only has 14 gold medals. France had 16, but total medals, Great Britain only had one more than France, but France had two more gold medals. So, I mean, someone with that, would you say France had a better Olympics in third instead of fourth?
You know, it would be fun to weight the medals, like a point or point and a half. And, you know, you could do half a point for a bronze, a point for silver, and a point and a half for gold. And then you tally them up that way to see, you know, because, I mean, you can have a crap ton of medals and all bronzes, but somebody else has more silvers.
So yeah,
you know what I mean. It's a weighted metal. Yeah. So
like a 3-2, like a 3-2-1 or something. Three for gold, two for. Yeah.
There he is. Let's ask him. Trey.
I'm guessing you guys came up with some brilliant idea while I was out. So.
Yes, Matt did.
Yes. We had a stall until we got back. We're all waiting on pins and needles to see if it flipped to your wife's phone or something. So we're all at the edge of our seat.
I have no idea what it connected to. Wife's phones are in the living room. I went and checked them, tried to see if my face would pull up on here. I don't know what it connected to. Probably her spy camera she has in my office.
Probably.
What's that blinking light over your left shoulder? No, we were saying, what's more valuable in the Olympics? Overall medal count? Or what was it, like total gold golds?
I think gold medals is a great indicator of the strength of how your country did. And did we? I don't think we led in the golds, did we?
We tied
with China with 40.
So realistically, we beat China in gold because we used our own people to win ping pong against them.
That's the beauty of America, sir. Yeah,
it's a melting pot. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the internet wins again because, you know, I saw that as a meme as well. Mm. But like, what if we had some sort of weighted metric system, like like Matt was saying, a 3-2-1, where gold is worth 3, silver 2, bronze 1. So it's just like, okay, you could win the gold, but somebody else has more over here.
I think, Matt, are you doing that trigonometry in the background?
Yeah, my example was that Great Britain had 14 gold medals, 22 silver, and 29 bronze. France had 16 gold medals, 26 silvers, and only 22 bronzes, but Great Britain had one more total medal than France. Would you say France had a better Olympics than Great Britain?
I don't know. Run that 3-2-1 scenario.
Well, I did the 3-2. I did the 3-2-1, so I gave 3 points for gold for Great Britain, 2 points for silver, and just the bronze counted for one. It ended up being 115 to where France, if you had 16 at 3, 26 at 2, and 22, it was 122. So it was 7 more points more than Great Britain if you did the 3-2-1 scale.
I think we like France more.
Yeah. I mean, they did have...
They helped. Oui.
Depends how far back you want to go, you know.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn T-sips.
But yeah, that's how it would be. So, I mean, because France had more gold, more silver, but Great Britain had 29 to 22 bronzes, and that's what kind of boosted them up over France on the medal count.
I think right now we like France a little more, too, because apparently UK's police chief or something, if you're cyberbullying, they're going to come extradite you back to England and charge you with something. It's like, really? We don't have to live under your rules. There's a reason what happened.
I think I purposely went and made a bully comment after that just to see if they would charge me. Come on. I'll be flying through Heathrow and they'll be like, okay, you're under arrest. I'm like, what?
Oh, you got to arrest me here. You couldn't come back at me, huh?
Yeah. But, yeah, we said United States was first, China second, Great Britain third, France fourth, and Australia fifth in medal counts. But I enjoyed it. It was pretty good overall. A lot of competition. Those guys throwing the freaking ball was dominating. I don't know what that's called.
Shot put,
yeah. I don't know, there's disc, shot put,
javelin,
hammer throw. There's a lot. But overall.
Yeah, and then to LA in 4 years, huh?
LA in 4 years.
And I guess they're bringing baseball and softball back, or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
that there's one more. I don't remember what it was, but yeah. Who won the gold for the Americans in golf?
It was Scheffler, the guy that's been on top the whole time. Guy. Yeah. Yeah. And did you see all the photos where they have like the first day of school things where it's like, this is my fifth year, second time in the Olympics. What's your goal? And Scheffler was to have fun. Everybody else was to win a gold medal. this is to have fun. And I was like, wait, there might be something to it. He was the only one that didn't put win a gold medal. And he ended up winning the gold medal. Yeah.
Heck yeah. You can't put too much weight on it, man. You start doing that, you're going to, pressure yourself. It never really works out. So now, let's shift gears. What do you want to do, NFL or NCAA?
Well, quick, I was going to tell you the new sports that they're adding in. Baseball, softball, cricket, flag football, lacrosse, and squash are going to be added to the 2028 LA Olympics.
So are they cutting squash and cooking it or something, or what are they doing?
They're bringing those in. I wonder if our IT guy from America is going to be in on a cricket USA team.
Do it.
That guy that went over there and dominated India in their own sport.
They're figuring out how to pay him to play for them.
Yeah. Hey, don't you have some heritage?
We couldn't do it in soccer, so we're taking it down in cricket. It's revenge.
I mean,
soccer. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Megan Rapinoe disappears, and the women, win gold. Imagine how that works.
First time in like what, 10 years? Something like that, 10 or 12 years? Yeah, it's amazing when you turn the focus on just playing the sport instead of making it a theatrics that it kind of gets you to your goal where you need to go.
Purple hair weirdo.
Yeah, congrats women's soccer on a gold medal.
And it was top rank. It was one athlete's wife that got the winning kick.
Oh, I don't know. It was 1-0 against Brazil, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Championship gold game.
Yeah, they won 1-0.
Yeah. I'd have to look that up.
But I do not remember. But. All right, so who's going to win it on NCAA this year, Trey?
Texas. Why not Texas?
Okay.
Because I hate Texas.
you're just jealous because you're down there with me hanging out in the middle of the pack. So it's the top 12 teams this year, is that right?
Top 12, yeah. New bracket. Top 12, I think 4 automatic bids. Conference champions, are they automatic bids? Or are they taking... I think it's conference champions, automatic bids, and then they reseed after they take the conference champions. Y'all want the top 25 poll? I think it's Power 5.
Okay.
I think it's Power 5 with at-large bids after that. So they'll take the – because if, like, someone down on the SEC, like, say, just say, for example, an 11th-ranked Missouri wins the SEC then they'll reseed after that who's the rankings and fill those spots in with the top ranked teams. Y'all want top 25?
Yeah.
This is FBS. I think this is the NCAA page. Yeah, Georgia NCAA number page. One.
Georgia. Hold on Ohio. Before you start. Before you start. It was Dansby Swanson's wife.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. From the good Cubbies?
Point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah,
it was bothering me. Sorry.
Wait till they have a child. That thing's gonna be athletic as all get out.
It's either gonna be super athletic or I'm sorry, Dansby. IT.
Yeah. So we have Georgia at 1, Ohio State, Oregon at 3, Texas, Bama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State at 10, Missouri, Utah, LSU, Clemson, Tennessee, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Miami, Florida, Texas A&M at 20, Arizona, Kansas, USC, NC State, and Iowa ranking at the 25th.
Yeah, I don't like how OU looked last year. I don't think it bodes well for how they're going to perform the first year in the SEC. I really hope I'm wrong, but boy, they didn't look well put together last year under the new coaching regime.
And then, yeah, what's his face leaving?
Mm-hmm. And then Alabama's got the new coach from Washington, so I don't know how that's going to translate.
Yeah.
Georgia seems to be the new Alabama, just with recruits putting teams together year after year right now.
And they're already calling for Georgia-Texas SEC championship.
Yeah. Notre Dame always gets the high pick because they're like a media favorite. I feel like Penn State's a little bit that way too.
I think I read somewhere since 1998, who's had how many Big Six bowl game wins, and Notre Dame's had zero. I think it was,
but
like
they're always up there.
Yeah, always up there.
Well, it's for Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Okay.
Did you see him on ESPN the other day? They asked him a question. And it was something about Google and something. And he was like,
how many career tackles he had at Notre Dame
for apparent reasons. He's like, dude, I haven't Googled myself since 2013 for obvious reasons. Oh, man, that's bad. That's bad. But, yeah, Georgia and Ohio State, man. I mean, Ohio State got a bunch of recruits in from the transfer portal. Georgia's always just gearing up and reloading. You know, they got a good thing going on down there. And then Dillon Gabriel going to Oregon's put them at the top spot since Bo Nix left. Yeah. They just kind of refilled right there with this.
The Nike money that's gone behind Oregon. I think they've just declared we're going to go national championship or bust, no matter how much it takes in an NIL deal to get these kids.
We're gonna buy a ring is what they're doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're gonna Yankee it.
Yeah,
I would almost assume Ohio State's coach has to be on the hot seat this year.
He's probably going to be Final Four bust for him. Definitely if he loses to Michigan this year, I think he's probably pretty much done.
Oh, Michigan and Penn State.
4 years in a row.
Yeah.
He's gone three in a row loss to Michigan.
Yeah, to Michigan. I mean, they still have all those scandals that are turning around on that campus. I wonder how many people they'll lose just on the transfer portal to get out of that. But also, I mean, it's another year with a new coaching change too. So there's going to be more downs than ups.
Yeah.
And all the people they lost in the draft.
Yeah, that's a big turnover. Big turnover for that.
I know the Big 12 is going to be interesting this year.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at that. You know, I was looking at, who was it? Utah and... the newbies, Arizona State, Arizona,
Colorado.
Colorado, yeah. So it's definitely going to be a new look Big 12 that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, Utah is your highest Big 12 ranking at 12th right now. And then you'll have OSU at 17, Kansas State at 18. Kansas is snuck in there at 22. They've been building last couple years.
I mean, I sit here and look at it. I see Big 12 open.
I agree. I could see that completely turning on its head from the preseason rankings. The very bottom could be number one out of there at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun. And then SEC, you know, you got your newbies and Texas and OU.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think, you know, obviously Georgia's a favorite, but you look in here and you see Texas 4, Ole Miss 6, Alabama 5, LSU 13, Missouri 11, OU 16, Tennessee 15, A&M 20. So it's just.
Is Missouri Big 10 or were they?
No, they're SEC.
Are they? God dang that conference.
Yeah, they used to be Big 12.
They've been SEC for...
Yeah, Nebraska went to the Big 10 when they separated.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, this is... this is going to be who has the better Saturday on a lot of these games. You know, I think Georgia showed that they're pretty susceptible last year to different schemes, and it ultimately bit them in the butt in their championship game. But between those two conferences, I don't really see a clear-cut winner.
Yeah, it's going to be a dog-eat-dog for the SEC for sure. You're probably going to have three, maybe four teams in the final 12, other than your other Power Four conference champions. It might be three more SEC teams or two more SEC teams outside of that. I could see a minimum of three, if not four, in that final 12 rankings at the end of the year. It just depends how bad they beat up on each other is what it's going to come down to.
Oh, let's not forget the Pac-12. They're a new-look conference. All those teams they got over there now. Oregon State and Washington State. But that's neither here nor there.
I don't know how that works. They're guaranteed one team, I guess, to go in. I don't know how that works. Are they still considered a Power 5? Or is it just...
I don't...
Aren't they thinking about joining in like a Mountain West conference or something and like playing regular seasons with those teams?
Yeah, I think there were some sort of deal with the Pac-12 where a couple teams had to stay or something like that. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure, but assumably, I think there was something where they couldn't get out of their deal to go to a new conference and they had to kind of stick around.
Well, it almost seems like an opportunity, too. I mean, if they absorb the Mountain West, you could just rebrand it as the Pac-12 because I think there's more brand value.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good for Mountain West, I guess, if they want to, you know, have a bigger name. Mountain West usually been kind of like a smaller venue name to where if you put Pac-12 behind it, you know, TCU used to be Mountain West, and then they got out, went Big 12, and then if they can kind of mold in and make a name for themselves, I think they could still keep the Pac-12, which depends on what was it, the money that got them. That's what destroyed their conference, was the presidents were wanting more money out of the cable or media, and media's like, no, and then that's what ended up dissolving it. So I don't know if Oregon State and Washington State could get together and make it work, but who knows? Their future's kind of up in the air. I'm sure they're working on stuff, but we'll see.
Right.
Yeah, so there's just Power Four now, essentially.
Yeah. So you got, yeah, I mean, it's SEC, Big 12, Big 10, ACC. I mean, are you going to annex the Conference USA or Mountain West as your fifth one?
I don't know. I don't know who they pick to do that. But they got to find a fit. I guess they could do four, and that's your four top seeds, you know, would they have a bye. And then fill in the other eight with the highest ranked teams. Probably what they're going to have to do.
Yeah.
No matter what league you're in, just take the top eight highest ranked, because you got four byes, and that's four conferences minus, you know, Pac-12. So that's probably what's going to come down to this year. I'm sure they'll chisel it and carve it the way they need to for the next few years, kind of trying it out like they have been and make it better each year.
I look at it as it kind of favors the Big 12 because the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 10 are all going to beat the crap out of each other. You know, you're going to have injuries. It's inevitable in football. But, who can say the healthiest? And I think with the way the Big 12 is nowadays, it's such a run and gun. You know, let's throw it downfield. Let's spread the offense. Let's minimize contacts on our players. Whereas these bigger conferences are all smash mouth. You know? But I don't know. Yeah, this is my thought. Do I think a Big 12 team ultimately will win it? No.
No, yeah.
They have to come up with the times of, getting to back to the grindstone and the smash mouth and getting in the trenches to...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Really establish yourself. Because if you can't protect that guy holding the ball, I mean, that's
ultimately... But Oklahoma State's just going to feed Ollie, and everything's going to run through him. And if he stays healthy, that team will ride or die on his back. Oh, he's really good.
Yeah. Let's just make better decisions when we're driving, though.
Yeah. 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 College is, there's no rules anymore. Like, they've banned the marijuana testing. It's not, doesn't care. You can, all those players that got banned for marijuana testing can come back now. It's just, just becoming, it's all about the money. Can we get the players out there?
Yeah.
And how are we going to be able to make that happen? But, no, I'm reading this, fan-sided page, and they're talking about the Power Four conference champions will be automatic in, and then the rest of the teams will fill in from the highest rankings. They're predicting maybe 2 to 3 Big 12 teams and 4 SEC teams, and then they got about 3 Big 10 teams maybe, and then you'll have 2 other maybe ACC. So that's what they're kind of looking at right now.
Okay, so the Pac-12 has pretty much eliminated itself.
Pretty much a wash. Yeah, they're not considered one of the power conferences, so neither one of them two can get an automatic bid. The only way they can get in is if they're one of their highest ranked, if they're top 12 or highest ranked.
Yeah, because you had to have at least, what was it, 10 team, 8 or 10 teams to have a true championship game to be able to have that bid.
Yeah. Yeah, it says Big Ten has just 3 teams in this prediction playoff, while SEC has 4, and the probability surprise of Missouri making it in. Big 12 also has the ability to get 2 teams in, with Kansas State and Utah not facing each other in the regular season, having a chance of playing each other in a conference championship undefeated. SEC has only 1 team, maybe Florida State, winning the conference. So... they're saying a group of 5 will only get 1 team, and with Boise State being ranked the highest. So they got pretty much beat out to where SEC 4, Big 10, 2 or 3, ACC 2 or 3, Big 12, 2 or 3, and then go from there, ranking
wise. At large, basically.
Yeah. Here. Which is nice because it gives people a chance, like you said, Boise State, if they make it up there, play enough competition. I guess they're still going with the polling or the board on rankings. They're not doing computer, right? They're just doing like the college football board for rankings, with the unprecedented crapshoot that happened last year, you know, where you had probably 6 teams that should have been top 4, which was hard to manage, with Georgia and Florida State being left out. I'm glad I didn't have to make that decision, but now with 12, I know you're going to have probably 13, 14th ranked team that's going to be complaining, saying, hey, I should have get in. But I think now that it gets further to down with 13, 14, people are going to be like, bro, you're 13, 14. You didn't have a chance anyways. But with it being 4 last year, 5th and 6th had both legitimate chances of maybe winning, especially with an undefeated team in there. They had a little more chance of argument to where a 13, 14 team probably doesn't.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. There's still there's obviously no perfect system. But
just can't wait for it to start. Come on, college football.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. When's week 0? Next Saturday or this Saturday? And then season starts.
I think it's next Saturday. Doesn't like Florida State play or something, and then they start ramping up.
Florida State and Georgia Tech.
OU plays on like a Friday is their first game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the in-laws were, especially Kaylee, were like, what? Why? I was like, because you aren't special anymore.
Staying away from that. Let's see.
How old is this? I got to make sure I'm not reading something older. Oh, yeah, that is older. Good thing I'm not.
30. Oh, yes. First OU game. This Saturday, yeah.
So is this the Saturday zero and then season starts next Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah, August 24th, Florida State, Georgia Tech. And then Thursday, August 29th, starts, I guess, the rest of it.
So does the NFL start September 8th?
Oh. Fourth.
Are y'all seeing these Florida State jerseys? They're blue.
September 5th is when the NFL starts.
Oh, Thursday night.
September 5th.
Yeah.
Dude, I just saw these unis. I don't know if that's real or not or what.
Here, let me see the blue alt. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says Reddit, so I don't know. FSU wearing Seminole Heritage uniforms for the first game.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
Turquoise.
Yeah, turquoise.
Oh, for the first time at spring showcase, huh?
Gotcha. I gotcha. You said you had Texas going all the way?
Yeah. And I think Texas has a good team. They've got the returning quarterback.
Yeah.
They don't have a running back.
They've got a backup quarterback if the number one goes down. So,
yeah, they're pretty stacked in QB.
They're deep.
Didn't they have a running back go down? A good
Baxter. Their lead back.
Mm-hmm.
And then their tank of a freshman tore his Achilles.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, looking at the top five, man, it looks like they're going to be staying pretty well up there until they play each other. You know, they might bounce around back and forth, but I mean, you got three SEC teams out of the five. They're going to, or five out of six, I should say, going after each other. So they're going to be playing each other. So they're going to be bouncing back. Who takes advantage of that? Big Ten teams.
Man, yeah, week two, Texas, Michigan.
That'll be a very telltale sign. See how good Texas is with some of their missing key players.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a quick one, week two, man. Usually you get in those games like week three.
Yeah.
or your game one, where you're starting out with a big game, you know, doesn't really hurt you if you lose to a big ranked team and you can come back and make after one loss.
Well, it's like Texas starts out with Colorado State, then they go Michigan, then UTSA, then Louisiana Monroe. It's like no method to the madness there.
Mm-hmm.
But Florida, I think, has the absolute gauntlet.
Mm.
That's what they were talking about this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Miami and then play Samford. And then A&M, Mississippi State, UCF, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
All of those but three, four teams are top 20?
Yep.
Have fun.
Yeah, I think they said that was probably the hardest schedule ever in football.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Georgia starting out against Clemson, game one, mm-hmm. August 31st. That'd be a good one. And then they got Bama at Bama 3 weeks later. Yeah, and then you got Texas 3 weeks later after that. So,
I mean, they should hold these teams accountable. Give them the freaking schedule. Don't enough of these cupcake games, man. You know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I get one or two, like maybe first one, get your feet underneath you, but then boom, jump right into it. Especially with how many teams are in these conference, mm-hmm. it should be all conference play. I feel like instead of playing,
like your first game was a warm up game, and then you got to get the ground running.
Yeah, give your first non-conference game, and then the rest conference.
Yeah, and then towards the end of the year, too, there seems to be some real throwaway games when you'll have, like, UT and OU play, and then you'll have somebody else playing like DeVry University, like in the fifth spot. You can't knock them out. Yeah.
I think OU's got like Maine. I see Georgia's got Tennessee Tech. Just some random games like that. UMass. You know,
it's also fun when those teams, UMass and, you know, Tennessee Tech win.
Yeah.
That's
where Appalachian State came into Michigan, got paid like $1 million mm-hmm. to play Michigan and then end up beating them, you know, so something like that could happen. You never know. You never know. But yeah, I'm excited for college season and looking forward to it. Looking to catch some OU games, away games. Ole Miss, LSU, maybe Mizzou. Just excited to see some new stadiums, some new traditions, and just seeing some new environments. I think it'd be pretty fun.
Right.
So it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be a good year. A lot of stuff happening, a lot of new stuff. Excited to see how it all works out.
For sure. Hey, let's bring Trey up to speed on the NFL rankings that you read off earlier.
Okay. Yep. NFL rankings. You got. This is a bench report, so take it as you will, if that's credible or not. We'll see. New England Patriots at 32, Panthers 31, Giants 30, Broncos, Cardinals, Commanders, Titans, Vegas at 25, Vikings, Saints, Bears at 22, Seahawks, Chargers at 20, Jaguars at 19, Colts, Bucks, Falcons at 16, Browns at 15, Jets, Steelers at 13, which I'll talk about that later, Cowboys, Rams, top 10 are Dolphins, Packers, Eagles, Bills, Bengals, and at 5, Ravens, Texans at 4, Lions at 3, 49ers at 2, and your two-time defending champion Chiefs at 1.
Yeah, I like it.
So it's pretty good. The only thing I have to complain about is Steelers. What you guys think about it?
I mean, Tomlin has had them over 500 since he's been there. I mean, it's
good defense.
Yeah, I think you can put him in the middle of the pack just because of what he does. I don't necessarily number 13, probably not. I think the Eagles probably project better there just because the disconnect between Sirianni and Hurts. Everybody saw it last year.
Mm.
And it's going to rear its ugly head again this year, especially with Sirianni in the hot seat. I mean, is he going to hit panic mode and run out of the gate? Are they going to tank or how's it going to go? Because you saw when the going went tough last year, they just completely crapped the bed, and it became going to each other's throats.
Yeah,
I think the Browns are a bit of a – they could be – I mean, they could stick there potentially, but if Deshaun Watson isn't Deshaun Watson of the old, I think that that's a risk of being highly overrated.
He's not getting his rubbing tugs.
Well, the guy plays better loose. The guy plays better loose, okay? Leave him alone. I wish
Myles Garrett would find a way to get out of there and win himself a championship, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Browns would be pretty good. They got some pretty good weapons. But back to my Steelers talk, where I don't think they should be ranked 13th, is they have Fields and Wilson in their QB room. I saw a fun stat where I think it was on Greeny Wake Up or whatever. They said, who has the most losses in NFL quarterback in the last 2 years? And ranked number one with 20 losses is Fields. Ranked two is Wilson with 19. And that's their two quarterbacks that they have.
Mm. So yeah, looking through that offense, there's nothing there that really jumps off the page.
Najee's had some mediocre years. Warren just got hurt. They're backed up a running back. Hoosier Pickens is maybe the only bright spot in offense.
Yeah.
Freiermuth is all right, but they never did go out and make that splash that a lot of teams did.
Oh, and you look at that defense, though. I mean, Cameron Hayward, T.J. Watt, Patrick Queen, Minka Fitzpatrick. They got a hell of a defensive side of that ball.
Their that, linebackers coach and James Harrison. That guy's a freaking tank still.
Yeah, he's about to suit up.
He probably. Bring back Jerome Bettis.
Yeah, the bus. That might be what keeps him at, like you said, that 500 record. I'd like to see Tomlin keep that streak. What is he at? He's never had it below 500 his whole coaching career. Mm-mm. And that's pretty impressive at that level.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
I think they're just going to put together that kick return team, Cordell Patterson and Justin Fields. That's where all their points are coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Very well could be.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. I'm trying to find roster for the Steelers. Okay. Calvin Austin, Tariq Black, Jacob Copeland, Dez Fitzpatrick, Van Jefferson, Dre Jenkins, TJ Luther, Scotty Miller, George Pickens, Quez Watkins, Deuce Watts, Roman Wilson. That's their wide receiver room. I think I've heard of
opportunity for somebody.
Yeah. I know they've been making a strong push to try to get Ayuk, but.
Yeah, and why, he wants out, but why would you go to the Steelers? Is he? It's crazy.
He must not like winning.
No, he wants all the money. He wants to break the bank.
Man, with what 49ers have been doing the last few years, they're bound to get over a hump sometime. And he's vital to them too. He's one of those that offsets Debo and Chris McCaffrey in the backfield and everything. You know, you're
the Chiefs. I mean, we're talking about the Steelers wide receiver room, but if you look at Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, then what comes next in that wide receiver room?
Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, but a rookie, right? Unproven asset. Yeah. So maybe that's where Ayuk could fit in.
Yeah. Oh, that would be scary.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
And then you get Kansas City on the other side up against the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Kansas City, you got Phillip Brooks, Marquise Brown, Mecole Hardman, Jerron Hyatt, Sky Moore, Cornell Powell, Nico Remigio, Rajee Rice, Justin Ross, Kyle Sheets, Kadarius Toney, Montrell Washington, Justin Watson, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I'm sorry, but how is Toney still there? Right. How is that possible? I don't know.
He works a tip drill for the DBs.
Okay, gotcha. He'd make a better DB because he can't catch. He's going to just fight it off.
Can you imagine him on the onside team?
Yeah, that'd be bad. Didn't Brown get hurt? I think I just read that.
Yeah.
He just recently got hurt. He's going to be out a few weeks.
Is that who they call Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with Cardinals last year. He's OU boy and was tearing it up with Kyler. And then that would have been a filthy wide receiver room with Marvin Harris Jr. coming in and Hollywood Brown. But now he's with Chiefs. And he might put up some big numbers now with being the good receiver that he is and being with them. Because is Rice going to be able to play first week?
I don't know. And how big is Rice? I don't think Rice could be, the split. Or the Z, he's going to have to be, I mean, he's not a big guy. They've got a lot of like, small, fast guys.
Oh, he can still walk away from high impacts. I mean, but it, I don't know. They like throwing the ball downfield. They like spreading the field and hit Kelce over the middle. I mean, it's
and Pacheco runs so aggressively. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kadarius Toney could figure it out. He's a big body receiver, but can't ever trust him to catch the ball.
No. How big is Marquise Brown? I don't know. I've not even looked at the depth chart. I could just pull up the depth chart.
It's fine. We got Matt over here on mute. He could tell. But wouldn't be able to hear it.
This is us winging it.
Yeah.
I'm flipping between charging my phone and putting my headphones in. So this Skype eats my battery, especially when I'm dealing with like a 12-mini phone. Yeah. It's pretty bad. But
hey, side note, Rangers won.
There you go. Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown's 5'9", by the way.
5'9"? That's it?
Yeah, Rice is 6'1", 204. Bigger than I thought.
Well, that's with their spikes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marquise Brown, 5'9". Yeah, Xavier Worthy's also.
That's a Kevontae Turpin.
5'11", 165. It's that 165. That's interesting. But you can't catch him. It don't matter.
No, he can't. That boy flies. It's funny how all that translates as well whenever they have pads on.
Mm-hmm.
I know the pads have come a long way. They're lighter and everything else. But still, I mean, adding that extra weight, still being able to fly like that.
There's still specimens of humans, man, just ripped up. I mean, a lot of hard work got them where they're at.
For sure. All right, one last deal before we call it a night. Who's your favorite to win the World Series? As if Dodgers. I thought we weren't going to touch baseball in this. Come on. Okay, you said Dodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, I got some. They like bought a championship. They went off on the old trade in there.
No, they deferred it.
Yeah, well, I just meant like they just bought, they got a whole bunch of players during that trade. Man. You said Dodgers trade? Did you say Dodgers?
Yep.
And it's going to be, I mean, they'd have to be the favorites, right? Who else would be putting up a fight?
Jack Flaherty, who's had a good comeback year?
Yeah.
I mean, Ahmed Rosario.
So
Tommy Edman, Michael Kopech, Kevin Biggio, golly. I mean, if he does what he's supposed to do.
You know, no team is projected to win 100 games this year.
I was just about to mention that.
Really?
I got the Yankees?
No.
I got a little stat for you guys. It says the best team in MLB is on pace for 95 wins. Last year without a 100-win team was 2014. Mm-hmm. Similarly, the last time the top runner differential with baseball was less than plus 231 was 2014. It's barely half that at the moment. All of which to say a year after a 90-win wild card team faced an 86-win wild card team in the World Series. So it says the 2024 championships looks up for grabs. It's been a long time. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the playoff picture right now shows in the NL. It starts out with Braves, Brewers. Winner of that would face the Dodgers. You have Diamondbacks, Padres would face the winner, would face Phillies. Over there on the AL side would be Kansas City facing Houston. Winner would face the Guardians. Twins, Yankees. Winners would face Baltimore if the postseason started today. So your top four seeds would be Dodgers, Phillies, Baltimore, and Guardians.
Yep. I don't know.
I'm just going to throw Baltimore out there.
That's pretty hurt, though, with the Dodgers. Looks pretty hurt. Yeah,
it's going to be bad. I'm throwing Baltimore. I'm throwing my hat in Baltimore's pen.
It's a good one.
Baltimore.
I think I got a Baltimore-Dodgers World Series.
I can see it.
I hate that East Coast-West Coast, but, man. I can see that being it. I mean, those, that young Oriole team, they're just getting better by the day. Mm-hmm. And especially now Holiday is, you know, he got his feet wet, got home a little bit, and went down there, started tearing it up again. Now he came back ready to play after playing Golden Tee before games.
Yeah. Is that the trick?
We all need Golden Tee in our locker, man.
I could
imagine where my career could have been if I had that in the locker.
Right.
I want to see a whole lot of Joe Kelly in the playoffs, please.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd go to war with that guy any day.
That guy should have been left-handed, by the way he acts.
He is a psychopath.
Yes. Yeah. I'd go to bat with that guy.
I can't believe the Braves, man. They've had a rough year injury-wise.
It hurts.
You know, latest one is Riley missed 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hand.
6 to 8, man.
You know, was it Albies that they lost?
They lost Cunha, I thought.
Yeah, Cunha. Who's the other one they lost to? A broken wrist or hand as well? Second baseman or shortstop?
It might have been Albies, yeah. Yeah, it might have been Albies.
Albies. Strider they lost. They lost Murphy.
They've been fighting for their lives, man.
Man.
Oh, shit, the Phillies, too. Don't count them out.
I don't know. I saw something earlier. They were like 4-10 without Whit Merrifield, and they're 61 and something else, something stupid with Whit Merrifield. And I was like,
it's got to be like causation.
They got to have Whit Merrifield.
No.
But
I just can't stand the Phillies, so I can't root for them.
Yeah. City of unbrotherly love. Oof, that place. And the kick. The kick heard around the world the other night. Let's finish off with that. 66 yards. Granted, I know you're in Vegas.
Play the Raiders in Mexico City or something this year, but that would be a great opportunity for you to tee something up, but that's also outdoors.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be a great indoor stadium at elevation, and line them up for a 70. Do it at MetLife against the Giants, because the Giants will get absolutely creamed by everybody this year until they figure out Daniel Jones. They got to get him gone.
Man.
Did y'all watch the Hard Knocks on them?
No, I think I watched an episode, and I was like, I can't do it. I can't support the Giants.
It was the manager side of things, and it was actually really cool. It was really enjoyable to watch. They definitely
beefed up Saquon.
Yeah, they definitely beefed up everything, minus quarterback position. I mean, running back and quarterback position, but it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, Malik Neighbors is one of the wide receivers there. He looks really good. But again, you got to get him the ball. So,
all right, who's the favorite for Rookie of the Year?
Xavier Worthy.
Okay.
What is a Texas theme happening?
I'm going McConkling from Georgia. That's with the Chargers.
Okay.
Okay.
Daniels from the Commanders looks pretty good, too.
I was about to say Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I hope he does well. I thought he had a great college career. It's weird how good of numbers he put up, and you could still – I think he's still a little underrated in college, from college. Yeah.
Yeah. I would go there to say that he is probably the better of the top two quarterbacks taken.
Yeah.
Being on the West Coast and USC, I mean, you get a little bit more notoriety. You know, Caleb Williams and all his pink fingernails and lipstick and phone covers and all that. I mean, he got every bit of airtime that he can get.
He has looked good in a couple starts. I don't know if that's going to translate to regular season. But, I mean, he's got a filthy role around him. Wide receivers, running backs. He's got a good core around him, which is going to help for sure.
Yeah, I wonder if Johan Dotson loses to Luke McCaffrey at some point in the career or some point this season and they put him in.
I know. I think us three could play with that Bears team with the weapons and talent that they got them too. So I mean,
you say that they're that bad because you included me in that conversation. So that downgraded immediately. No, I think I'd get hit by their practice squad and probably die on the field. Those are big boys. Did you see that one clip of the, I don't remember, it was like there's some D lineman chasing down that running back. That sounds right. It's like telling a joke without a punchline right there. But
you know that he's never going to hear the end of that, getting chased down by a lineman.
Oh, yeah.
Big boy was down 5 yards and caught up with him, and he had it 200 pounds on him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's terrifying. That's the athletic ability out on those fields. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's like, oh, man. Mm-mm, no thanks. That is a Mack truck.
Boy coming at you with that speed.
Step out of bounds.
I'm sliding off the place.
As soon as the balls snap, slide. Well, boys, what do you think? I think that was a good welcome back episode.
Solid.
Yeah. Next time we get together, we'll have some stories. We'll have a feel good story to go with it. And it'll be a little bit more ironed out because college would have started, NFL would have started. You're starting to get a better picture of the playoff race in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about to pick back up and get real fun again.
Yeah, basketball's not too long from starting too.
What's that?
NBA, yeah, your favorite league. Friends on Facebook with LeBron, so.
Oh, good thing I don't have Facebook. It's Instagram, Trey.
Although I want to know how Steph Curry does not get the MVP for the Olympics. How? He went off that game. Is it for the farewell tour of LeBron? They had to give it to him?
Maybe. I don't know. Ugh,
I hate that crap. Don't get me started. I got to go to bed. Don't get me started. So. Well, yeah. Unless y'all got anything else. Man, that was a good one.
No.
That was a good
solid episode. Might have to splice a little bit in there. My phone got too low, but we'll make it work.
Okay, I think it was only a hot minute that you were gone.
Yeah, I tried to get as fast as I could.
Don't worry, we weren't talking shit this time.
I know, I appreciate it. If you did, it's no big deal. I didn't hear it, so it's fine.
Nothing we wouldn't say to you, okay?
We just waited until you left.
Class act, I appreciate it.
Oh, man. All right, boys, y'all have a good rest of your week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys too.
You have a good rest of your shift.
Yep.
Trey, you have a safe trip out to the liberal land.
I will. Appreciate it.
After midnight. I don't want that.
Mm-mm. No. I don't recommend it.
Yeah. No, thanks. Yeah. No. Yeah. Hope all our bad ones out this morning. Hopefully we're good.
Good. Yeah, let's start getting that little shared notes that we have and start ironing out some more stuff.
Yeah, just waiting for you guys to add stuff. I feel like I'm the only
I've been slacking, I tell you.
You need to get your AI form going on there where
I am swamped. Yeah, make it look like I'm doing something. Yeah.
Good, dude, though. That stuff is fun to read. That's like, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always improving, too. I need to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, boys, it's a good, solid one. Glad to be back. Let's knock another one out soon.
Absolutely. We'll have to brag about our fantasy teams.
All right. Sounds good.
See you. All right, guys. Later.
Later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas
to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.